Lucas Henry. Lucas is a senior associate with the Abernathy Roeder Law Firm in McKinney, where he represents school districts and municipalities on a variety of litigation and administrative matters. In my experience, Lucas is a straight shooter and can be a tough adversary, but is always compassionate to my client's interests, and that's something I really appreciate and respect about his practice. Before law school, Lucas was a high school history teacher for 7 years, and he advises currently and represents clients on a variety of issues, including hot button issues. So we are privileged to have Lucas here to share some of that information with us today. Welcome, Lucas.
Good morning, and thank you, Gianna, for saying that I'm compassionate to your clients. I really have spent my whole career in education. When I graduated from Texas Tech as an undergrad, I didn't really know what to do, and so I started out as an academic advisor at Texas Tech, and then decided, I'll teach high school. That'll be great. And so I taught at a charter school, and then at McKinney High School for 7 years, and then made this kind of natural transition to school law in like about 2013 was my last year of teaching. So when I approach these kinds of problems, I approach them not just from a representative of school districts, which is what I focus on in my practice, but also as a person who has been, you know, in the organization, has been a teacher, and had to deal with these kinds of things as they actually play out in the classroom. So I'm happy to be here today. I will say, though, I taught at a very, very different time. 2013 was very different from the 2020 and on stage. So I remember my very first school board meeting that I ever attended as an intern getting ready to be a school lawyer. And this was, I think, probably in about 2015. And I went to the school board meeting, and there were five people signed up to speak for public comment. Five. So about a tenth of what you would see today. Three of them were there to congratulate the superintendent on some sort of award that he had won. A fourth person was there just to say how great they thought the school district was. And then the fifth person was what I'd call maybe a tinfoil hat type, was there to complain that the school district was allowing a cell phone tower to be built too close to the school district property, and then it was going to make her child and all the other children at the school impotent. And little did she know that it would actually cause COVID, and everyone would get COVID from the cell phone tower, and she'd have a bigger mess on her hands. But now we have a lot of people, not just one person who comes and everyone, you know, listens to her intently and then moves on with reality. Now we have, 50 to 100 people that show up with these kinds of ideas. And there's going to be great presentations today that go into detail about the nuances of a lot of what I'm covering. But I'm here today to really talk about what the lawyer's obligation is, especially lawyers who represent school districts. What is the lawyer's obligation when there is significant conflict between the school board and the administration, the school board and the majority of the school board and a minority faction of the school board, or just all-out chaos and the school board disagrees 100% with each other. But I've been advised by many clients who are in this room right now to read a couple of disclaimers. And so the first one, and I wish I had Joe Park's Law and Order noise so that I could play the dun-dun, because the first is the disclaimer that they play at the beginning of every Law and Order episode. And it says, the following story is fictional and does not depict any actual person or event. But I like the warning that they play at the beginning of every South Park episode a little bit better. And so I've modified that disclaimer for this presentation. It says, all characters and events in this presentation, even those based on real people, are entirely fictional. All school voices are impersonated poorly. The following presentation contains coarse language. We'll see about that. I think I can control myself, but we'll see.